It's beginning to rain, rain, rain to the voice of our Father. Sing, whosoever will come drink of this water. I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas. So great to be with you today. What a beautiful day it is, and it doesn't matter in what area of the country you're in, whether it's snowing or raining or you've got a beautiful sunshine. It's the day the Lord has made. Well, I said we were going to have a three-part series on hate crimes against Christians, but we're going to have to expand it to four parts, I'm afraid. We'd have so much material. Today we're going to have part three of hate crimes against Christians. And hey, you and I, well, we've been targeted. But isn't it interesting? Those who hate God and hate us, they like to claim that we're the haters, and then they persecute us. Yes, there is a persecuted church today. And unfortunately, the name it and claim it guys, you know, the prosperity preachers, would have you believe that God wants everybody to have fur coats and jewelry and yachts and jet set over to Europe and stay in $500 a day hotels, first-class luxury hotels. Well, you know, you know what God wants, my friend? God wants you to obey His word. He wants you to pray and communicate with Him. He loves you. He wants you to put Him first above the things of this world. We seem to have forgotten that. No wonder the world, though, hates the true Christian, because the true Christian does put the love of God first. And when you do that, everything just falls into place for you, but the world hates it. And then they begin to hate you. Because, you see, you represent Christ on earth. Yes, you do. Now, does that make you Christ? No, of course not. But you are of the body of Christ. He is the head. And by being part of God's wonderful family, chosen by Him, from the foundation of this world, born again in spirit and in truth, according to John chapter 3, verse 3, you become the enemy of the world. We are at enmity with the world. The world loves its own, Jesus told His disciples. And if you were of the world, He told them, the world would love you. But because I have chosen you out of the world, He said, despises you just as it despises me. You know, my friends, the Bible also says, woe to those from whom offenses come. Those who offend Jesus Christ by harming His children. Do you understand what I'm telling you here? Those who hate you and commit hate crimes against you, they're in big, big trouble. Oh, they don't know it now. They torture, they persecute Christians even now in many areas of the world. The United States is an oasis. Oh, I know the IRS tries to intimidate and bully us. The Attorney General's office investigates us. The White House keeps a database of we religious, meaning Christian leaders that oppose immorality and wickedness in high places. But that's only the beginning of sorrows. My friend, many people experiencing many, many worse things. And we here at Bible Home Church, we've got to cleave to these people. And we've got to support the efforts of the home churches in Cuba. Yes, communist Cuba. In communist China. In the Sudan and Africa. Many other places where Christians are being persecuted. We've got to stand with these people. They are one with us. We are one with them. Please understand. We're very rich in America. We have so much to be thankful for. But that's why we have the name Bible Home Church. And where is that home? Wherever the Spirit of the Lord is. Ethiopia, yes. Liberia, oh my, yes. Venezuela, wherever a Christian, sometimes spat upon and hated and persecuted, is hearing the voice of Tex Mars today throughout the world, I want them to know that we at Bible Home Church stand with them. We are with you, my good friends, my family members. Your skin may not be the same color as mine. Your hair may not be the same color. Your eyes may be of a different shade, but you are one with me, and we with you, through Jesus Christ our Lord. And you're in our prayers. And pray for us. We who are so blessed with material things, we need so much the spiritual. You're ahead of us because you don't have the material things to even tempt you. In a sense, you're ahead of us. You can concentrate on the spiritual things of Christ after that pearl of great price that Jesus talked about. That one pearl that a man will give up everything he's got and go after. You've got that, and many Americans don't have that. Most don't. You see, I believe it's a burden to be rich. It's a great burden to have money, because Jesus said that it's easier to go through the eye of a camel. I should say a camel to go through the eye of a needle, excuse me. A camel to go through the eye of a needle. A lot of people don't know what that means, but, you know, back in the biblical times, when they would take a camel through the desert and of Israel or the Middle East there, they would come up to a formation in the rocks. And sometimes there would be a very small hole or entrance, a way for the camel to get through. The camel and the individual. And the camel would have to bend very low, and it would be very difficult. And they would call that the needle, the camel going through the needle. And they would say it's very difficult for the camel to go through the eye of that needle. And that's how difficult it is, of course, for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven, because their eyes are on the things of this world. Well, we're going to talk more about hate crimes against Christians, part three today. But as always, we have beautiful music here on Bible Home Church. One of my favorite groups is the Cathedrals. They've stopped performing, and one of the brothers died of cancer. And I think Brother Yance of the Cathedrals died of cancer. But what beautiful music they have left us as a legacy. I saw this brother in Fort Worth, Texas. Wanda and I went up for a wonderful concert that just blessed us so much, because it stayed right with the Word of God. It was one of his very last. Here's a great song by the Cathedrals. He saw what I could be. You know, here's a man who gives testimony. He says, I was a loser, had no direction. I was a nobody. You know, it's at that moment when God can pick you up and make you into something. Oh, you won't be something perhaps that the world thinks is great, but you'll be saved, and you'll be free of sin, and you'll be stainless, and you'll be without a wrinkle in terms of perfection in God's eyes. Why is that? Why can God see other things that people can't see? Because he sees what you can be through him. Here are the Cathedrals to sing, "He Saw What I Could Be."
Of a place called nowhere, forgotten by you.
2% of the media classify themselves as conservatives. That might be the reason why we see things like in 1993, Pat Oliphant, who draws political cartoons for the Universal Press Syndicate, did a cartoon. I printed it, by the way, reprinted it in my newsletter. It depicted Christians as rats. Rats. Now, you would think that the avalanche of complaints that came into the Universal Press Syndicate that Mr. Oliphant would probably really be in trouble with his boss, wouldn't you? Well, Lee Salem is the syndicate's editorial director. He was asked at a press conference what he thought of the cartoon in which Christian conservatives were pictured as rats. Nationwide cartoon, newspapers across the nation. He says, quote, "It should not be a surprise that the imagery of rats is used." In other words, what he was saying, I suppose, is, well, considering that Christians are rats, it shouldn't be a surprise that Mr. Oliphant pictures them that way. That's evidently what they think of you. Now, Mr. Oliphant then was evidently rewarded and patted on the back for picturing Christians as rats. But didn't Adolf Hitler use that Zyklon B, that chemical that was used to exterminate rats? Isn't that what he used, they claim, in the gas chambers of the concentration camps? And now, today we are being pictured as Christians as rats? Could there be some kind of a connection or analogy there? You know, it was in 1996 that a BC comic strip by Johnny Hart had amazingly somewhat of a Christian message. It was really sort of innocuous. He had a poem for Palm Sunday called "The Suffering Prince." The Suffering Prince. Some people said that the cartoon must be referring to Jesus because it was during the Easter season and it was entitled "The Suffering Prince." The cartoon did not mention Jesus or Christianity explicit. Nevertheless, newspapers across the nation, for example, the Los Angeles Times, refused to run the cartoon that weekend. They said for a cartoon to have something that is related to Christianity, apparently, is, quote, insensitive and exclusionary. In other words, Christians exclude other faith groups and therefore they shouldn't be mentioned even in a cartoon. Friends, we're pictured as rats and certainly not as a suffering prince. Well, you see, my friends, we are hated by the media. They are haters. There's no doubt about it. And you know, I'm going to tell you this right now. I realize that's our lot in life, but we don't have to lack it. And you can take it from Tex Mars. You can quote me. I am sick and tired of the hate crimes of the media. I'm sick and tired of it. And we don't have to stand by and take it. We can at least complain. We don't have to go bomb editorial offices. I'm certainly not for that. We don't have to go kill anybody. And we don't have to go around drawing cartoons of them as rats. But I'll tell you this much. We can certainly let our feelings and concerns be known. That's the least that we can do, is defend ourselves. And I think we should do that. You know, in the Washington Times, not too long ago, a man named Michael Weisskopf, one of their reporters, wrote a column in which he said this. He said, Christian evangelicals, I suppose that's all of us, are, quote, largely poor, uneducated, and easy to command. Did you know that, my friends? According to the Washington Post, Christians are largely poor, uneducated, and easy to command. Well, if we're so easy to command, then why do they hate us so much? All they have to do is just command us around. We'll do what we're told. After all, we're largely poor, uneducated, and easy to command. Why do they hate us so much if we're so easy to command? Well, should we not howl and protest at such bigotry and hatred on the part of the liberal media? Let's go very recently see what happened at an art museum, the Brooklyn Museum of Art in New York City. Had a picture, supposedly, of the Virgin Mary, which, first of all, the picture was of a black Virgin Mary, which was very odd, since, you know, the Virgin Mary was not a black woman. And as part of this art exhibit, elephant dung, that's elephant waste material, the feces of an elephant, were smeared all over the picture. And they put that on display. A picture of a black Mary smeared with elephant dung. They call it art. Now, the worst thing about this was the taxpayers paid for this. This exhibit at the Brooklyn Museum of Art was paid for by the taxpayers. Well, I will give credit to Mayor Rudy Giuliani. He said taxpayers shouldn't have to pay for that. Well, he was blasted by the New York Times. The New York Times, the liberal bastion of the media, said in a column that the museum was, quote, courageous for standing up to the mayor and continuing their art exhibit. It's courageous to smear elephant dung on a picture of a black Virgin Mary. That's courageous. And then when you're called on the carpet for it, it's courageous to say, I'm going to continue to exhibit a work of art with a picture of someone who we respect, Mary. That's art. And it's courageous to continue its exhibit. Well, some people said, but that's protected speech. That's free speech if they want to display that piece of art. It is. And let them do it at their own, on their own nickel. They can display these pictures all day long, all across America. I don't care. Well, I do care. It's sick. It's obscene. It's disgusting. But it's a free country for now. Till Jesus comes again, men will do any kind of wickedness they won't. Let them do it. Let the tares grow along with the wheat until Christ comes. And then, my friends, the tares will be pulled up by the roots, bundled together, and thrown into hell fire. That's what the Bible says. Let these tares grow. Let them smear a picture of the Virgin Mary with dung. What they sow, that shall they reap. But they don't have to do it with my taxpayer dollars, do they? That's what I'm complaining about. And I think that's a very fine thing to complain about. Now, friends, if this had been a picture of a gay woman or a gay man smeared with elephant dung, can you imagine the outcry? What if it was clearly a picture of a Jewish prime minister? Can you imagine? I mean, it had been reported in 6,000 newspapers across America. If it is a picture of Martin Luther King smeared with elephant dung, can you imagine? I mean, it would be a national catastrophe. Blacks would probably riot in the streets. They'd call out the National Guard. President Clinton would apologize, and they'd close the museum down. An FBI SWAT team would probably be sent to burn the museum down because of its hateful activities. Jesse Jackson would lead a march in Chicago against it. The Washington Post would write columns, and there would be hell to pay, wouldn't there? CNN, Ted Turner's network, would do a special report on the haters who smeared elephant dung on the picture of Martin Luther King. It'd be unbelievable. But after all, it's only a Christian image. You know, I really don't know what Mary looked like, but she wasn't black. So if they want to go ahead and smear elephant dung on what they think Mary looked like, that's fine. Again, I just don't want to have to pay for it. That's all. You know, over the years, witches and others have done hateful things against this ministry. We've reported it. I do not know of one case in which they classified it as a hate crime. I preach on what the Bible says about homosexuality, that God says it's an abomination. I had homosexuals calling this ministry, telling us they were on their way, they were going to do physical damage. In other words, they were threatening the people here. One gay man says, I'm going to be your worst nightmare. Threats against this ministry. They besiege our ministry with obscenities and profanity against the very sweet Christian ladies and men who work here and a receptionist on the phone. We reported it to the police. And they said, well, there's nothing we can do about it. But we said, but it's a hate crime. Does that make it any different? And we then said, we want you to report it to the FBI as a hate crime. We want it in the statistic. We want to chalk it up. If there were only 59 crimes reported against Christians last year and thousands against other groups, we want this reported. Well, to the best of my knowledge, it's still not listed as a hate crime. And you know, that shooting in that Fort Worth church had a source check. He asked the police there, was that reported as a hate crime? And they said, no. It wasn't a hate crime. Just because a man invades a church, cries out, you know, that your religion is you know what, says a foul obscenity against your religion and then kills young people. Well, that's not a hate crime. I'll tell you one thing, if he went in the Jewish synagogue crying out your religion is bull, you know what, and shot some Jewish worshipers, there'd be hell to pay across America. Now, I was recently reading back several years ago, there were some black churches evidently that were burned to the ground. President Clinton called out he called out every source he could. He directed Louis Free of the FBI, the FBI director, to investigate. He asked for the Janet Reno's Justice Department to prosecute. He said, we will find the culprits. They had an investigation that lasted over 3 years to find out who burned down those churches. I read a statistic said during that period, 7 black churches in America burned. 121 white churches. Nobody investigated the white churches. Oh, I might want to mention, they found out one man and one woman, they were Satanists, worshipers of Satan, and they were responsible for 21 churches being burned to the ground. Cops caught them and have charged them with arson. A source of mine checked and was asked, is this a hate crime? And they said, no. You see, my friends, if you burn down a church because you're a Satan worshiper and you hate Christians, the FBI says that's not a hate crime. Oh, no. You can hate Christians. You can burn down our churches. That's not hate, according to the government, according to the world. Let me tell you about a case that I've got here. Jay Sekulow of American Center for Law and Justice, ACLU, wrote me and he told me about a chaplain at Belmont Correctional Institution in St. Clairsville, Ohio. You see, an inmate newsletter there at that prison published an article in favor of Wicca or witchcraft. Now, a number of inmates went to the Christian chaplain there, Protestant chaplain Jeffrey Berger, and asked what the Bible taught about witchcraft. Is God opposed to witchcraft? They asked Chaplain Berger. Now, Berger, at a regularly scheduled Protestant worship service, attended by a number of Wiccan inmates, Chaplain Berger cited numerous scripture verses establishing that Christianity is incompatible with witchcraft. He shouldn't have done that, according to the prison authorities. After the service, some of the witchcraft advocates who attended lodged complaints with the prison authorities. They claimed they were offended by Chaplain Berger's comments. I want you to understand, they volunteered to go to his service. I guess they probably sit there and thought they were casting spells or hexes against the good chaplain. But it didn't work. He preached to them from the Bible. And then they went to the prison authorities and they said they were offended by this chaplain who read the Bible and preached against Wicca.
Please tune in next week as Pastor Mars continues his sermon, Hate Crimes Against Christians. Until then, May God richly bless you.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.